From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenyans are casting ballots in the country's presidential election rerun Thursday amid reports of a light turnout. On the eve of the election, main opposition leader Raila Odinga urged his supporters to boycott.
Convince your friends, neighbors, and everyone else not to participate. Instead, you advise Kenyans who value democracy and justice to hold vigil and prayers away from polling stations or just stay at home.
Odinga has accused the nation's Electoral Commission of being incapable of running a free and fair vote. The election took place after the Supreme Court was unable to hold a hearing on a petition to delay it. The court threw out the August 8 result because of widespread irregularities. President Uhuru Kenyatta addressed the nation late Wednesday, urging voters to cast ballots and then go home to avoid disruption.
Our forefathers fought and died for the right of the African to vote. We dare not reject the inheritance our elders so painfully won.
The U.S. expressed its deep concern by efforts on both sides to undermine the independence of the Electoral Commission and urged everyone to avoid violence. In Spain, it's widely expected that the Spanish Senate will impose direct rule on the Catalonia region Friday, following an independence referendum October 1st that the government has deemed illegal.
Nosotros somos republicanos y por lo tanto seguro que trabajamos.
Catalonia's Vice President Oriol Junqueras said Madrid is leaving separatists with no other option but to push ahead with independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont turned down an invitation to explain his position to the Senate Wednesday. He is to address his own regional parliament late Thursday. This is VOA News.